Welcome to Nightfall. Frederick Hend here, this time with a jaunt into the more distant recesses of the mind. Our play is called Hypnotized and is the first play for radio by Canadian author Jesse Bodine. Listen.
Subject's name? Cragen. Madeline. Subject presently shows signs of physical and nervous breakdown. Overexploitation a factor. Future sessions must be hurried before total debilitation. Subject used in hypnotic regression. Subject asked for earliest precarnal memory, i.e. the memory of the soul at creation. The origin of consciousness itself. It was secondly to be determined if there is any psychic memory of the creation of Lucifer. Subject's condition? Acute hysterical insomnia, decreased weight, stomach cramps, loss of hair, medication, amitriptyline discontinued. Present medication, flurazepam. Complications, depression, lethargy, heartbeat, arrhythmic. Subject notes uncontrolled discharge of bile and phlegm during blackouts.
No.
Psychic complications. Apparent poltergeist-like apports of objects and furniture. Apparent xenoglossy. Clairaudience. One final note. Subject has, in some manner, become a strong presence inside my own skin. And I in her skin. Occasionally, this delusion is of an intense disposition. As though my own personality was becoming increasingly connected with Miss Cragen's. A form of bilocation or otoscopic hallucination. She has penetrated my body, and I can feel her attempting to enter the back of my skull, and I her skull. Therefore, I am asking you, Dr. Ravitch, to complete the experiment with Miss Cragen. I suggest that her files be transcripted anonymously at the Institute to escape scrutiny from naive outsiders. I can be reached through my associate, Dr. Sutherland. I will be at Fribourg, Switzerland. Obtaining a much needed rest. Thank you.
I am Dr. Emil Ravitch. I'll be handling your case for a while, Miss Cragen. Please stop shaking, Miss Cragen.
Yes.
Now, you haven't had any sleep in 3 days. Is that correct?
Yes.
None?
Blackouts.
What was that?
Blackouts. I've had blackouts.
And your medication?
Tranquilizers.
Why can't you sleep?
I'll fall inside my spine.
Look, in your own Schwartz, for my benefit, what happens? You close your eyes.
Closing my eyes. Nauseous. Stifled. Icy coldness, stomach cramps. Wind howling out of my spine. My lower back. Force nearby. I feel very cold. There is darkness.
It is my understanding that your fear of sleep is symptomatic, not prophetic. Symptomatic of an unconscious attempt on your part to obstruct this experiment. Most logically, because we've inadvertently come across some old past life memory you wish to suppress. I want to change your prescription to phenothiazine. It's an interesting antipsychotic compound. Had success in cases similar to yours.
Where's Dr. Lasky? He started this. I thought that I want to see him.
Miss Clegg. Madeline?
I didn't hear what you said.
I said Dr. Lasky has turned your case over to me. He's left to get some rest.
Oh.
He's gone to Switzerland.
When will...
You were going to say... Still shaking? Would you like me to close the window?
A pair of hands is trying to crawl out of my spine. Does that interest you?
Not precisely. The phenothiazine will help with those kind of hallucinations.
I want to see Dr. Lasky.
Look, you have developed a dependency on Dr. Lasky, and this empathetic neurosis had to be severed.
I could hear his blood. Yes.
Yes. You began experiencing sensations simultaneously with Dr. Lasky.
Could hear his blood. So on.
And so on. Yes.
Could I have some water?
Yes, indeed. You also experience occasional clairaudience. Since
the past life session started, especially towards the end.
And what's the sensation of clairaudience like?
Was garbled, oh, weird. I want to see Dr. Lutz.
He doesn't want to continue with you.
He said I would be sent to a long-term care home until I got better.
Look, you are a very special subject. I am the only one who can help you.
I want to talk to Dr. Lasky.
But he is in Switzerland.
I want to talk to him.
Get hold of Dr. Lasky for me. Tell him to return my call as soon as possible.
Fine, Dr. Ravitch. I'll leave a message at his hotel.
Thank you. You are a very special subject, Madeline. You must allow me to complete the experiment.
I can't.
Look at me. Your fear of hypnosis is just a mental block of some sort.
I don't want to be experimented on. Hypnotized.
The reason you look so haggard, the reason you have lost 40 pounds, the reason you have lost most of your hair, your skin bleeds, your gums bleed, that you have ulcerated intestines is psychosomatic. You are blocking us from taking you back to the beginning. Let's erase this psychic ligature, Miss Cragen. That's what's creating all the static here. And you've signed a contract. Madeline, the psychic testimony you've given already is too important.
I dreamt of horses. Wild horses.
You see?
No, I don't.
Your subconscious mind is telling you that you are only having irrational nightmares. You see? Nightmares. Night horses. Nightmares. Nightmare. Miss Cragen, your mind is an instrument, a tuning fork. It can be regressed to recall the secrets to the origin of your soul at creation. You are being traumatized by fear. You will be hypnotized once more. You will be regressed until you meet this fear. And then I'll give you the suggestion to dismiss it.
Will you let me talk to Dr. Lasky then?
As soon as he returns my call.
I'm sweating all over. Can I get injected with a relaxant or something?
A relaxant? Yes.
Somebody hold my hand.
Dr. Sutherland.
Dr. Ravitch here. I want you to prepare a patient for hypnotic regression, and I'll need you to assist me as well.
Concentrate fully on my voice, Madeline. Now, exhale a deep breath. Droop your arms by your sides. Let your jaw go slack. With each beat of the metronome, your eyelids will become warmer and heavier. You cannot raise them. Your consciousness is retreating deeper and deeper within your mind. You are completely relaxed. Let your shoulders fall. Your mind is falling through eternity. The feeling is euphoric. You find yourself going deeper and further from this present life. And as you go deeper and further through the warmth of eternity, you find yourself before your birth into this life. At the count of three, you will become aware of a life before this one. You will describe your environment to me. Counting. One, two, three. Where are you now?
She's not responding.
What does her EEG say?
Strong alpha response in all lobes of the brain. Heartbeat respiration normal. She does look pale. Body temperature has slipped to 98.1. SEM movement. No sub-vocalization as yet.
Medley? Are you all right? Can you hear me?
REM observed. REM observed.
Madeline, where are you now? Where are you?
Monastery. Monk. That old man.
Yes? What is the elder man, the old monk, saying to you?
Kill somebody.
Madeline? Madeline?
Blood pressure is dropping.
What happened just now?
I went into that darkness with you.
We can get her past this block. We can take her right back.
Unless she's acting out a daydream.
Madeline? Are you still in the monastery? Where is this darkness then? Is this the darkness at creation? Where is this darkness, Madeline?
No.
Obviously just a mental lapse of some sort.
What are you doing now, Madeline?
Killing the deceased supplicant. I'm killing the diseased supplicant. I was sent to kill the diseased supplicant.
How was he killed?
Yes. I.
Respiration faint.
Give her 10 cc's of coramine. How was he killed, Madeline?
It is in my left hand.
What is?
The chisel. The stone corridor. The door.
Is the man?
I see him. Grunt. Man grunting, rancid flesh, plagued and rancid flesh. I kill him before he infects us all.
killed him. Then what happened?
Sleep.
I understand that. But after you slept, you...
I slept beside him. Wounds, blue warts, barbed at my neck.
Apparently the monastery was infected. We'd better move on.
At my command, you will leave the room. Freely leave the room, Madeline. Where are you now?
Locked in the room.
Who locked you in?
Other monks. Those monks who survived me. Yes. I see.
What?
Grubs of lava pockmark my face and collect my hair. That
is the soul of the man you were forced to murder nearby.
I do not see it.
Does this experience bother you, Madeline?
No.
How is she doing?
Blood pressure stabilized. Still in NREM state. Body temperature several degrees below normal. Her hands are shaking.
Madeline, can you move your mind? The memory of your soul back to its own creation. Madeline?
She's having trouble vocalizing.
Okay. All right. Madeline, concentrate your mind on the metronome. Can you?
I am going away.
Madeline?
Did she say she was Lasky?
I couldn't make it out. Where are you now, Madeline?
Freezing cold, black place.
Well, what year is it?
Timeless place.
What is your name now?
No name now.
Then where are you?
Nowhere now.
Do you see anyone? Anyone with you?
Lasky.
She's hallucinating Lasky.
Her skin is absolutely blue and ice cold to the touch.
Hold it. What is she doing?
She... assuming a kind of fetal position. Twisting her back around.
Madeline!
Her back looks broken.
She's bleeding from her mouth.
Body temperature is in the low 80s.
Madeline, can you hear me?
It's cold.
water.
p.m. Subject Cragen, Madeline. After entering trance state, subject inexplicably went into hypothermic shock, recalling a previous life.
Give her 10 more cc's coramina.
Subject remains grotesquely contorted in a supine position.
I'm going to administer CPR.
Heart massage applied, 8:16 p.m. Dr. Ravitch, she stopped breathing. All vital signs have subsided. 8:17 p.m. What will your post-mortem diagnosis be?
She induced some sort of psychosomatic state. She wanted this to fail. She wanted to commit suicide. She must have created an inner scenario of freezing to death. All her nightmares. She made her own death come through.
Your medical diagnosis, Dr. Ravitch.
Please answer the phone, Miss Sutherland.
Dr. Sutherland?
You'll have to say hysterical paranoia resulting in a nondescript catatonic state. The patient then went into shock trauma, mimicking the physical features of hypothermia. The rationale for this was her own extremely disturbed personality.
That was the hotel where Dr. Lasky is staying. The manager returned my call from this afternoon.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm sure George will want to be advised of this. Let me speak to him.
The manager indicated to me that Dr. Lasky cannot be reached.
Why?
The manager indicated he had been on a solitary hike outside Fribourg. He's disappeared.
The manager indicated Dr. Lasky can be reached then? Okay, good. All right.
That he had been on a solitary hike. Apparently he cannot be found by searchers. The manager additionally indicated that he believed Lasky may have frozen to death. But he was careful to suggest no one was certain, as the body had not been found.
Be good enough to pull a sheet over, Miss Cragen, will you? And try and corroborate this belief that Dr. Lasky froze to death. Will you?
Yes.
Was written for Nightfall by Canadian playwright Jesse Bodine and featured Mickey Monsell, Dr. Joseph Scala, Guy Bannerman, and Anna Hagen. Our sound technician was Bill Seaback, with sound effects by Chris Cutress. Music, Judy Knox. Production assistant, Joyce Tinian. Script editor, Ruth Fraser. Producer, Don Kowalczyk. Don't get too comfortable over the next week. We'll be back on Friday, and we have something special called After Sunset by Brian Taylor. Until then, I'm Frederick Hent for Nightfall.